Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Find God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
They predict all of these hurricanes, and this guy William Gray up in Boulder, Colorado, the National Hurricane Service, he's been predicting all of these things, and he's wrong about 90% of the time. They've predicted that all of these things are going to be these terrible earthquakes, and then it doesn't happen. And you know what? People say, well, you just got to err on the side of caution. But you know what? It costs people money because their insurance rates go up. People lost things. It affects people. And you know what? I know that there's people think, well, now you aren't preaching the word. You're just preaching your opinion and stuff. But you know what? The word of God gives me an opinion that God is in control of things. It is not fragile. The Lord has the end of this world planned, and we cannot do it. That is people that don't believe in God who think that man is all that there is. And they're trying to figure everything out in just a physical, natural realm. That's not how it works. Amen. You know, I know a lot of people don't care for that, but I'm telling you that we have been squeezed into the way that the world thinks. There are a lot of people that have bought into all of the evolutionist stuff when the Bible clearly states that God created the heavens and the earth. It didn't happen accidentally. And people, oh, but all of the science. Did you know that oil, it takes billions and millions of years to make oil? Men have made oil in 30 minutes out of a ton of trash under extreme pressure and heat. If men can make oil in 30 minutes out of trash under extreme pressure and heat, I believe God could have done it. I don't believe in all. Anyway, I could go into all this stuff. But brothers and sisters, I'm just telling you that you've got to have the word to balance a commitment to the Lord, or you can be taken advantage of. People can manipulate you. And I'm amazed, the people. Like I was talking about earlier, I'm not against doctors. If it wasn't for doctors, all the Christians would have been dead. They hadn't been trusting God, and so I'm not against doctors. Doctors are just, you know, they're doing what they know to do. I'm not against a doctor, but I'm saying it's amazing that Christians will let doctors just try things. They'll say, take this pill and try this, and if it doesn't work, come back and I'll give you another one. They don't know what they're doing. They're just practicing. They even put it on their signs, family medical practice. They're just practicing. They're experimenting, and they'll try it on you. And yet Christians don't take control. I had a woman that I prayed with this morning, and she was just so like, I'm powerless. I can't do anything. Would you please pray for me? And I ministered to her, and I said, one of the things that's wrong is that's your body. God gave you authority. It says you can bridle your body with your tongue. I said, why are you letting the devil do this to you? And it was just like, well, what can I do about it? Take your authority. Recognize who you are. Speak to your body. Resist this thing. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee from you. And yet the average Christian is, oh God, we're powerless. God, we have nothing. We can do nothing. We are just looking to you. Lord, would you please move? And you go to the Lord like a beggar, like God hasn't done anything for you. You've been squeezed into the way that the world thinks, that I am nobody, I'm nothing. Cancer is bigger than me. AIDS is impossible. There's no cure for it. That's only by the world standards. I've seen people healed of AIDS. Seen people totally set free. Brothers and sisters, we need to get rid of this stinking thinking, and it's killing us. And I don't care if you have made a commitment to the Lord, and if you are surrendered, and oh God, I love you with all of my heart. If you don't know the truth, Satan is going to kill you. You will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God's word is truth. John chapter 17, verse 17. It's the truth that makes you free. And it's only the truth you know. John 8:32. It's only the truth you know that sets you free. You can't just keep the Bible under your arm. You can't just sit here and say, oh, I believe the Bible, and yet you don't even know what it says. You've never read it. Do you know, in my class in the Bible school, I make our students read the Bible in 1 year. We have a Bible reading program where they have to read the Bible, and we have students complain every single year about you're making me read the Bible. I said, you know what? To go to a Bible school, I think you ought to have at least read the Bible by the time you graduate. And I would say the majority of people that come to the Bible school have never read the Bible. And yet they'll sit there and say, oh, I believe it. And you never even read it. How can you say you believe it if you've never read it? And I guarantee you, I've read the Bible hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, and I'm getting more out of it now. I was telling Larry as we walked over here today that it's like you need to spend 30 years in the Bible to get to where you even know enough to ask the right questions. I'm just now beginning to understand the Word in ways that I never have before. So even if you've read the Bible once, I guarantee you, you didn't get it all. You need to be studying the Word. You need to be renewing your mind. And the truth is, we have wrong concepts. If Jesus was here in His physical body and ministering without having to be limited by going through people, if He was here and represent, I guarantee you, Jesus would not be pleased with our inability. You know, His own disciples in the 17th chapter of the book of Matthew, they came to Him. They brought a man who had a boy who was demon-possessed, and he had brought his son to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't cast the spirit out. And when Jesus came to him, you know how He would have responded today if He was a modern-day minister? He would have said, oh, don't feel bad about yourself. It was my fault. I should have been here. I shouldn't have left you alone. Oh, just don't feel bad. Whatever it takes, feel good about yourself. Have a good, positive self-image. Don't let this bother you. That's the way that people are today. Jesus said, you faithless and perverse group of people. How long am I going to be with you? How long am I going to suffer you? Bring him to me. He told him, I'm trying to teach you guys. I'm only here for a short time. You're faithless. You're perverse. That was 2,000 years ago. They didn't have a Bible. They didn't have the Holy Spirit. They weren't born again. You're born again. You got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You got a Bible. Do you think Jesus would look at us and think, oh, guys, don't feel bad about this? Do you know if the average person comes to the average pastor and says, man, I got financial problems. Could you help me? They say, well, have you been to social services? Have you applied for welfare? Have you got unemployment? Have you done this? And we'd send them someplace else. Well, I got emotional problems. Well, have you ever tried this medication? This really did wonders for me when I was depressed. And if they were sick, we'd say, well, have you been to the doctor? What's the doctor doing? Jesus said, they don't need to depart. Bring them to me. Jesus told us to meet the needs of people. And brothers and sisters, we aren't even coming close. Most people think that the church is only for eternal things, so that when you die, you won't go to hell, but instead you'd go to heaven. But if you're sick, go to the doctor. Don't go to the church. That's the reason that the churches aren't full. If you need money, well, have you tried a loan? Have you done this? Well, buy a lottery ticket and pray over it. God's not into lottery. It's an ungodly system. If you're buying lottery tickets, you aren't trusting God. I don't care if you say, but I'm praying and believing that God's giving me the right numbers. God's not going to fix the lottery. It's against the law. You aren't going to get God to break His system. Wealth gotten by vanity takes away the life of the owners thereof, is what the scripture says. God's not going to help you win the lottery. God's not going to help you if you go gamble. That's not the way that it works. And yet there's Christians that have been squeezed into that mold because they don't know what the Word of God says against gambling. You can make some money gambling. I've known people that are so good at it, they make money. But you know what? It's not God's system, and it takes away the life of the owners is what it says. There's a right and a wrong way to prosper. Wealth gotten by vanity is not the right way to do it. But when the blessing of the Lord comes upon you, He'll make you rich and He adds no sorrow with it. Proverbs 13:22. We need to get God's attitude. And if you would do that, you'd quit wasting money on this stuff. You'd quit doing all of this stuff. And I'm not saying that you don't go to the doctors. I'm not saying that you don't take out a loan. But you'd trust God. And you would believe God. And God would bless you and prosper you. And yet so many of us have our mind. We are completely polluted, contaminated by the way that this world thinks. And then we come to God and throw a prayer out and wonder why nothing's working. You get transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you want change in your life, change the way you think. Proverbs 23:7 says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Your life is going the direction of your dominant thought. You may not like that, but it's true. And if you're sick and diseased, it's because your thinking is sick and diseased. And you may be thinking, well, I didn't want this. I didn't pray for this. I haven't been thinking cancer. I never even thought of this. It just struck me out of the blue. But your thinking was sick. You weren't thinking that the works that Jesus did shall I do. No plague shall come nigh my dwelling. He'll give his angels charge over me. They'll bear me up in their hands. That man, he has delivered me from all sickness and all disease. Those are curses and I'm redeemed from the curse. You hadn't been thinking that way. You hadn't been standing on that. You hadn't been saying the word. It doesn't mean that you necessarily wanted sickness. It doesn't mean that you caused it directly. But your thinking rendered you powerless to where you're thinking, I'm only a man or a woman. God, what can I do? That's wrong thinking. You were squeezed into the mold of this world, and that's what's caused you to be run over and Satan steal from you. We live in a fallen world, and you're going to have problems. I'm not saying that every problem comes because you have caused it. I don't think that this Haitian earthquake was God causing it, and I don't think it's voodoo that caused it.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Find God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1066C for CD or R3210D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU10C titled Renewing Your Mind when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to consider coming to one of our Charis Bible Colleges. You know, this is the most in-depth way that I have of touching a person's life is through sitting under the Word 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, for either 2 or 3 years. It just changes your life. And we have Bible colleges not only in Colorado Springs at our home office, but we have a total of 15 different Bible colleges scattered all around the world. I think that there's 7 in the United States, and you can get more information on that by calling us at 719-635-1111 and just request information about one of our Charis Bible Colleges.